Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. Last time I told you that between Genesis 3 verses 19 and 20, we are going to take a little excursion to the New Testament books of Romans and 2 Corinthians to explain a penetrating and practical truth within the Word of God. What I did not tell you is what that teaching or this doctrine is. So let me now unveil this. All people born after Adam have been credited with the guilt of Adam's sin. Let me say that again. All people born after Adam have been credited with the guilt of Adam's sin. Adam's sin that we have read about in Genesis 3 did not only affect him, it affected us all. The only exception being Jesus Christ. Whether we like it or not, and most people do not like this, we are all born sinners. As we enter the world through no choice of our own, God applies Adam's original sin to each one of us. There is a theological term for this, and it is imputation. Let me spell it. I-M-P-U-T-A-T-I-O-N. Imputation. This word is not amputation, like cutting off an arm or a leg. It is imputation. And what does this mean? The word imputation is an accounting term, actually. No wonder it sounds boring, right? And I mean this with no offense to actual accountants listening in. We get this word from the Latin, and it means to apply to one's account or to credit to one's account. To apply, to credit to one's account. Think of it this way. Expenses are debited from an account, and income is credited to an account. Let's say you sit down at the end of the month and you're looking over your bank account statement and you see that you took out certain amounts of money to pay your expenses. Well, those dollar amounts are debited from your account. They are subtracted and they are taken away. But then you look over your account and you see that your monthly salary was credited to the account. That amount is added. That's money that came into your bank account. The money that went out was debited, and the money that came in was credited. The imputation is what was applied or credited to your account. And hopefully you had more that was imputed or credited than was debited. The Bible teaches that every person has been credited with the guilt of Adam's sin. That is, God has imputed to all of us the sin of Adam. God counts us as having sinned in Adam, therefore we deserve the same punishment as Adam, which, as we have already learned, is death. From God's perspective, we are born into this world guilty of sin and under the condemnation for sin. We are subject to God's judgment. We need to be careful to say that this does not mean we personally sinned when Adam sinned. None of us are Adam. None of us were there in the garden in Eden with him. But his sin was credited to our accounts, so that every person participates in the sin that made Adam guilty and in the penalty that Adam was given. I trust you see how what we are doing this week very much relates to Adam in Genesis chapter 3. Having defined what we mean by imputation, and having told you that God imputes, God credits to our account the guilt of Adam's sin, I want to show you where the Bible says this. We must see this in the text. Our source for this truth is the Holy Scripture, and we will start with the Apostle Paul in Romans chapter 5. I have other verses to share with you, but let's start here. Romans 5 verse 12. If you are able to turn or to scroll there now in your Bible, please do so. Romans 5, verse 12. Therefore, just as through one man sin entered the world, and death through sin, And so death spread to all men because all sinned. Let me break this verse down into a few parts, and let us begin with the word therefore. Therefore refers us back to what precedes verse 12, and I can summarize that as this. One man, Jesus Christ, through one act of obedience, Jesus' death on the cross, wiped away all the sins of everyone who believes in Christ. The one represents the many. One Christ took on the sins of all the many people who believe in Christ. This is the gist of Romans 5, verses 1 through 11. And you can double check to see if I am correct about this by reading Romans 5 for yourself. Please do so today. Listen again back in verse 12. Romans 5, verse 12. Therefore, just as through one man sin entered the world. Who is this one man? He is Adam. And we have done a lot of work in Genesis, and we know that sin entered this world through Adam. He ate of the tree that God had forbidden him to eat. The Apostle Paul continues, therefore, just as through one man sin entered the world, and death through sin. From Genesis, we already know this to be true. Death is the result of sin. Death is the penalty for sin. God said to Adam, you will surely die. And God said to Adam, to dust you shall return. That is physical death. As Paul wrote to these same Romans in chapter 6 at verse 23, the wages of sin is death. The wages of sin is death. Romans 6, 23. We're talking about Romans 5, verse 12 in parts, and now we come to the next phrase. So death spread to all men. Well, this is certainly true. No one can adequately argue against this. All men, all women, all people die. Death is a part of life. Death has spread to all of us, and Paul says the reason for this is because all sinned. Oh, sure. All people sin. All people die. Death is the result of sin. Sin always results in death. If you doubt this, just listen to the apostle from elsewhere in this same book of Romans. Romans 5, verse 21, sin reigned in death. Romans 6, verse 16, sin resulting in death. Romans 8, verse 2, the law of sin and death. Also in Romans 8, verse 6, the mind set on the flesh is death. That is the sinful flesh. We could go on and on, but one more. This is Romans chapter 8, verse 13. If you are living according to the flesh, you must die. I read from Romans 5, 21, Romans 6, 16, Romans 8, verses 2, 6, and 13. Okay, so in Romans 5, verse 12, Paul is explicit. Through Adam, sin entered the world. Therefore, death, which is the penalty for sin, entered the world. Death spread to all of us because we are all sinners. That's concise. That is very clear. And that is also imputation. All people born after Adam have been credited with the guilt of Adam's sin. As we enter the world, through no choice of our own, God applies Adam's original sin to each one of us. God has imputed to all of us the sin of Adam. God counts us as having sinned in Adam. Therefore, we deserve the same punishment as he does, which is death. I told you last time there will be objections to this, so let me check in with you. How does this suit you? How do you respond to this? In Romans 5:12, have you found your new favorite Bible verse? Are you going to memorize it and quote it all the time? I can hear certain objections even now. How could it be that in Adam we sinned when we were not even there? We did not exist when Adam sinned. It is not fair that we were born guilty of Adam's sin. How is the following possible? The pregnant mother finally goes into labor. She is whisked down to the hospital by her husband, and after giving that last one big push, the parents hear the cry of the little baby boy. Junior is handed from the nurse to his mother, and as she holds him, with Dad looking on, the parents are filled with such love, such joy, and they really are in awe of the miracle of life. It is unlikely the theology will hit these parents at this precise, precious moment. But the truth is, Mom and Dad now holds a little baby who is a sinner. He was born in sin. He has a sin nature. His heart and soul are already radically corrupted. He is born not loving God, but hating God. You see, this gets pushback. How could I say such a thing? It's a baby, for goodness sake. Babies are sweet. Babies are innocent. Babies are lovable. Babies are good. And that's why we all love babies. Well, just to be clear, I have never visited the family of a newborn, walked over to the crib and stared down into the sweet, cuddly bundle of intoxicating cuteness and said, "You've really got quite the sinner on your hands there, don't you?" It is certainly not the moment to teach the sin nature to the parents and to the others in the room. But that does not mean it is not true. We do not know what the future holds for any newborn. But if we believe the Bible, we definitely know this. He or she is a sinner. And the reason he or she is a sinner is because Adam sinned, and his sin made us all sinners. It is true, the baby has not yet had a chance to commit a sin, but the infant is, by nature, a sinner. Well, we'll need to talk a lot more about this, about how Adam's sin is imputed to us all. And so we'll pick up here and do that again tomorrow and throughout the rest of this week as we continue to meet together right here for God Is. Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others and be sure and join me for the next one.